Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Following the final plague, Pharaoh relented and commanded Moses to take the Israelites and leave. The Egyptians, fearing further destruction, urged them to go and even give them silver, gold, and clothing. The Israelites departed from Ramses, numbering about 600,000 men, not counting women and children, probably more than 1 million people, plus their livestock. But once again, Pharaoh hardened his heart and pursued Israel straight into the Red Sea, where God parted the waters, allowing Israel to cross. But Pharaoh, in his stubbornness, drove his army after them. And as the Egyptians chased them into the parted sea, the waters returned, drowning Pharaoh's entire army. And the Israelites witnessed their enemies dead on the shore, recognizing Yahweh's deliverance. In the book of Exodus, the character of Pharaoh is a fascinating psychological study. He's almost unbelievably obstinate. Of course, at the beginning, before he knows just who Moses is or just who Moses' God is, it's not surprising that he doesn't take them very seriously. But then major things start happening, which do serious damage to the Egyptians, like the Nile turning to blood, or their livestock and crops getting wiped out, or the sun completely darkened for 3 days. You would think that when that stuff starts happening, Pharaoh would do a 180 and get with God's program. But no, even if he sometimes wavers, he always goes back to his hardline position. I will not let Israel go. And after each of the plagues, there is a common refrain. Yet Pharaoh's heart was stubborn, and as Yahweh had foretold, he would not listen to Moses and Aaron. But maybe what's most interesting is that God foretold that this would happen. He foretold to Moses that Pharaoh would continually refuse to budge. In fact, God says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Wait, what does that mean? Does it mean that God is mind-controlling Pharaoh? That God is making Pharaoh do the wrong thing and then punishing him for what he couldn't help doing in the first place? Not at all. When God says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, it's telling us something about Pharaoh's character and maybe something about our own character as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. God is always himself, always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And he's always good and generous to everyone. But sometimes the same thing, acting the same way, can have different effects on different things. The classic example is the sun. The sun is always the same, always itself, always sending heat down to the earth. But it will affect different kinds of things differently. For instance, the same sun will melt wax and harden clay, because wax and clay are differently disposed. So too, the same God, acting benevolently toward everyone, will soften some hearts into repentance and love, and harden other hearts into rebellion and bitterness. It all depends on how our hearts are disposed. So, what is the right way to dispose our heart to God's activity? How can we make sure that our hearts won't be hardened like Pharaoh's? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. At the end of the day, there's probably only one way to dispose your heart rightly to God, and it's this. Are you willing to look at yourself honestly and acknowledge the sin and failure inside you? And are you willing to apologize for it and try to do better? Remember, God didn't just harden Pharaoh's heart by his displays of power. Jesus also hardened the hearts of the Pharisees by his displays of love and mercy, because they weren't willing to admit that they were sinners, that they had deep problems, that they caused a lot of unnecessary suffering to other people. They weren't willing to admit that they were sick. So the arrival of the physician, it just hardened their hearts. If you are willing to self-examine and to apologize and to try to do better, then you will be able to respond rightly with a holy flexibility to God's work in your life. If not, you don't have a hope. There's a terrible sentence in the book of Sirach. It says, "For one sort of man there is no remedy, the proud. The evil took too deep a root before they even knew it." This is why Our Lady at Medjugorje has been urging us continuously to convert, because when the signs come, it will be too late. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. We always recognize prideful obstinacy in others. We recognize that they never look at themselves, that they are unwilling to change, that for them, it's always somebody else's fault. And we call them narcissists, and we shake our heads. But how ironic would it be, and yet how likely it actually is, if we criticize other people for being unreflective narcissists, and then it turns out that that's exactly what we are. So here are a couple of tests drawn from the story of Pharaoh. When people are angry at you, do you ever say, you know what? They're right. I wouldn't like to have to deal with me either. And then do you say to the person who's upset with you, wow, I realize I have this vice and it makes things hard for you, and I'm sorry. I'll try to work on it. And when you have an idea or a project and people are telling you they don't think it's a good idea, and you go ahead with it anyway and it fails, do you say, I'm sorry, you were right, I was wrong, we won't try that again? When something unpleasant happens in your life, do you constantly complain about it and say, why do these things happen to me? Or do you remember that you, with all your sins, deserve much worse, and use the occasion of accepting suffering and growing in humility? And maybe, most importantly, when you've gone against the church's teaching, maybe you've divorced and remarried, or gotten yourself sterilized, or have a habitual problem with pornography, and it hasn't made you happy because it never does, do you say, I'm sorry, I'll try to reform and restructure my life and do penance for that sin? Or do you just shrug it off and say, the church was wrong about that anyway? The point is, it's easy to point the finger at Pharaoh, who was totally incapable of self-criticism and self-reform. But if the people in your life and the events in your life don't prompt you to self-criticism and self-reform, then you have a hardened heart too. And everything God is trying to do for you, it's just making your heart harder. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery, Pharaoh's hardened heart. It cost him everything. He didn't just cripple his own nation. He also lost his own son. And then, in that supreme insanity of his own unreflectiveness, he sent his whole army into a sea that was right before his eyes, split apart by a staggering power that was so clearly on the side of the Israelites. But he was the sort of person where the plain facts or reality just prompted greater and greater obstinacy. And if we allow ourselves to become that sort of person, we will also lose everything. We'll lose the love of our families, we'll lose the respect of our friends, and when it's all over, we'll lose everlasting life. So this Lent, ask yourself, what have the circumstances of my life shown me that I need to change? What is God doing in my life, and how can my heart be responsive to what God is showing me instead of hardened? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, here we are in the midst of Lent with a pretty hard-hitting meditation. What did it cause you to reflect upon?
It reminded me a bit of a meditation we did a while ago on St. Josephine Bakita.
Yes.
Because my takeaway from this meditation, when you talk about what the sun does to two different people, or two different
substances,
and what even God's goodness does to two different kinds of people, the resulting thought is we can't blame our circumstances, because the circumstance is the same either way. But yeah, we have a tendency to say, how could this person remain good because of the circumstances? But that's just not the nature of it.
Yes.
And I was actually thinking a lot about a very sad song. There's a song called I See Everything by Law Dispute. And don't listen to it if you're not braced for it, because it's incredibly sad. But in the song, the singer talks about a woman who lost a child to cancer.
Mm.
And the way that brought her closer to God, but his reflection on it was that he had experienced so much less than her, and he was so afraid of God, and he was keeping so far from God. And that was his first thought, that someone can go through all of that and not lose their faith, when he can go through so little and still lose his.
Yes. Yeah. St. Josephine Bakita has become more and more a friend of mine because of her deep trust in God's providence. I was thinking in this, I actually like Law Dispute.
Do you actually? Have we talked about this?
Not much, but I...
Because their lyrics are incredible, but it's most people struggle with the vocalist.
Yeah,
very unique sound. It's very similar to slam poetry.
Yeah, I actually really like...
That's good to hear, because I love Law Dispute.
I really like Law Dispute. But I was reflecting on... It is amazing, except that it's not amazing because I've experienced in my own life. I've experienced God's goodness perpetually. Yet, there was a long time in my life where I just flat out chose sin, mm-hmm, obstinately, just because I wanted it and I justified it. Now, I think it's an extraordinary mercy that God did change me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Our Lady. No, I know, because Our Lady disposed my heart to soften.
Mm-hmm.
But that's precisely what the Holy Spirit does. The Catechism says that the role of the Holy Spirit is to dispose us to receive the Son. And so, because the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary, Mary disposes us to be open to conversion. So we need to turn to Our Lady and the Holy Spirit and beg them to dispose us. Because we all need conversion. We mm-hmm. all need conversion. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about how in the world did the Pharisees watch Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead and then immediately conspire yeah. to kill him?
Yeah.
How is this possible? Yet, how is it possible that I experience so much of the goodness of God and I obstinately chose my sin because I liked it. I preferred it.
Yeah, proof doesn't matter if people just close their eyes.
And what Our Lady has been coming repeatedly.
Mm.
Our Lady has been coming more consistently, more frequently, more urgently. She's been begging us to convert. And I'm always stunned when she says, do not wait for the signs, because then it will be too late. So we need to convert by begging the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sins, to do a good examination of conscience, to go to confession with a brutal honesty. But we need to really pray and offer sacrifice for our loved ones who need conversion. Our job is to pray and sacrifice for them, for their hearts to be disposed. And then we have to really build bridges of friendship with them and be patient.
Yeah, I think we forget that their circumstances can also change. And you hear a lot of crazy stories, but you don't know what's coming. So you just have to pray now and take it step by step.
Yeah. So let's, as a resolution, let's really ask the Holy Spirit to convict us concerning our sin, and then let's do a good examination of conscience, a fearless examination of conscience, and go to confession, because confession is the main way of our conversion.
I would also, just as a closing remark, say, I think we have to be very careful, because we don't know what circumstances we will face and how they will affect us. So don't take your faith for granted now. We're not unshakable if we don't know what we have right now, if we don't really commit and really believe in our faith. Because
yeah.
something might, you might get hit by a wave that you don't expect.
Yeah, I mean, this is the danger. Never be presumptuous. But this is Josephine Bakhita. We can end with, you brought up Josephine Bakhita, and we can end with her. Because the way to preserve ourselves from presumption is just constantly trust in providence. Then we see everything in the light of what God is doing. Well, thanks for the conversation. And if there's anybody out there who likes law dispute, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
I find it interesting that you ended on "You See Everything." The title of the song was "I See Everything."
Providence. Everything is providence, and everything else is still providence. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.